Hello everyone, welcome to our show and our podcast, the Center for the Study of Truth, your host Stephen Mager. Today we'll continue our journey in the Tarot and how we can progress as individuals and as individual souls. We can develop ourselves to arrive to human freedom and work upon our shadows, our self shadows, and how we can develop our consciousness to arrive to the freedom. And this tradition is so amazing to explain that, how we can work upon ourselves and how we can heal our society that sick in these times, and how we can arrive from slavery to freedom. And Tarot is explained it very well, and through allegories, through pictures, through art, amazing arts. And today we'll speak about the Strength card, and I encourage everyone, if you see this first time, you need to go back and see from the first chapter of this series, if you want to understand the whole picture, how we can start from the start and how we can arrive to the higher level of consciousness and develop our consciousness to arrive to the highest levels. That this is essential to understand and to learn how to arrive to freedom, to mankind freedom. So before we start, I want to remind about our website, stephenmager.com. I encourage you to enter and to check out, and if you have donations and you can support our channel to grow and our platform to grow, to bring the message of truth to the people, to educate them to arrive to the freedom, to our freedom, because this is our goal in this platform. We want to finish the slavery and arrive to freedom as a mankind through proper knowledge and through wisdom. And one of these traditions I speak about, this is the Tarot, because this is an amazing tradition that I explained in the previous videos. I start to explain from the previous videos how our soul journey goes and how we develop ourselves evolutionary in the proper way. So we start to speak about the Fool. This is the number zero. This is the cosmic egg that the void is everything start from. This is the Da'at position in the Tree of Life of Kabbalah, number zero. And after we speak about the Wheel of Fortune, this is the number 10. This is related to Malkuth position in the Tree of Life. This is the number 10. This means we have the options, we have the opportunities, or to stay in ignorance, or to go through the Guardian of the Knowledge, that is Sphinx, that to gain proper knowledge, to go ahead and to develop ourselves, to be a better human and to be a better society, to achieve freedom and to arrive to the higher state of awareness. You need to go and accept knowledge. You have these opportunities, you have this option. This is the Wheel of Fortune. Also, the Malkuth position is the root chakra, is also related to the Saturn planet that keep us in the same position if we not change, if we're not ready to do something, to study something new, that is keep us forever in the circle. After we speak about the Hermit, this is the belongs to the foundation. This is the Yasod in the Tree of Life, number 9. This is belong to the Jupiter planet, also related to sacrum. This is the chakra of desire. This is, you want to seek knowledge, you want to go after the light, you want to discover the truth, you have the strong desire. This is the foundation, this is the desire of the human to be, to go and to seek knowledge. After we today we'll speak about the Strength. This is also, this is already belong to the solar plexus chakra. This is the dual chakra, also related to the Mars planet, that it is dual. This all about all this speaking is about the courage and the willpower. Okay? Courage and willpower that is split in two ways, because after the Yasod in the Tree of Life is split to the two ways, that is in inner dynamic of consciousness, or is it the external dynamic of consciousness as a pillar of mercy and the sovereignty. Okay? I think I cover up this in the Kabbalah chapters. You can go check it out. Also, the strength is belong to Hod, position in Tree of Life. The Hod is strength. And we have the other side, this is the Netzach, the victory, okay? But today we speak about the Hod, this is the strength, this is the inner qualities, this is the internal dynamics. This is something we not see. This is a feminine aspect, okay? So today we'll speak about the strength. This is definitely from my favorite one cards in the deck. This is the strength, because this is so much strong, representing the courage and the willpower. This is so important to us to understand that we need to have this willpower and the courage, the inner courage, to go and do something externally. Before we do something externally, we need to work upon our shadows, okay? So we need to start from ourselves first. Okay, let's continue. The strength cards show the inner experience. It represents the assertive courage associated with the situation. As you see, this woman is touching the lion's teeth, okay, with her hands. She touched the beast with her hands in their mouth. So definitely is representing the assertive courage, the calmness, the experience that inside ourselves, that we have the courage to do something like that. Positively associated with strength, willpower, compassion, patience, courage, triumph, and fortitude. Negatively associated with fear, interior, defeat, loss of opportunity, and entropy. Okay? And you see also the color of the card is yellow. Something like yellow and orange is the solar plexus color of the chakra. Okay? This is the aura of the solar plexus. So also we see that. And we will speak about the lion also related to the sun. To the lion is represent the solar energy. Okay, and we see above her head, we also will speak about that. This is the Ein Sof. This is the vital power. The strength are assigned both the Hebrew letter Tet and the most powerful sign of the zodiac Leo. Also, Tet represent the snake. Okay, the snake is something also say about our chakras, about our life force. Okay, is about Kundalini energy also. Because of that, she have above her head the 8 number of Ein Sof, of eternity. Okay, this is also represent our energy goal from the lower part to the highest part. That is, the snake is represented vital energy, that we'll speak about deeper levels in about the snake later. Okay, so the Leo is the lion, while Tet represent the snake, and the interchangeability of the lion and the snake symbolism is an important key to the meaning of the card. Definitely are. This is the most important keys of the card. As the symbols interchange, we understand that the realities which they represent can also be interchanged. The one spirit takes any form it wills, which is important lesson of this path. Okay? What he's trying to say here is the spirit can take any form of will. We have the free will to do anything we want, but depends of what we're feeding, what we exactly want. We have the capital will, we have the small will, we have the ourselves only, egoistic will. Okay, we'll speak about the also the version of the Crowley deck. This is the loosed, we'll speak about in the next slide. Also is a very powerful allegory there. And also this combination of lion and the snake is very powerful, okay? Because the lion is representing the beast that we need to control. You see this woman, how she holds the teeth of the lion in a gentle way. And control the lion, control the beast. And also the snake is the vital, this is the desire, this is the willpower, the strong willpower. As the serpent holds its tail in its mouth, it represents the wisdom, whereas the same serpent is described in Genesis as the tempter. Moreover, in Sofer, as is the fiery, vital life force, it is also the redeemer. Okay? I think in the white deck you can see the in the lion mouth also the snake, but here not see, but you can see in the other decks also have the snake in the picture. Also the snake is represent the wisdom, the vital life force. As I say, as a kundalini energy, the vital life force. We have this vital life force that go from the lower parts of us till the higher parts of us, as the chakras. Okay. This is the force of nature under perfect control. Yes, this card is represent that we in the perfect control of our inner about our inner dynamics, okay, about our will and courage, especially. What is the alchemists would describe as the sulfur solar energy combined with Mercury, the will. The solar energy is speak about the lion. Because the ruler of Lio is the sun, okay? This is the solar energy, this is our ego, this is us as an individual. And this is combined with a wheel. This is the Mercury. This is talk about the snake. The snake is speak about the more the wheel, because it's a redeemer. And we have the solar energy. The sun is represent Lio. Because of that, it's so important to understand this symbology in this card, the lion and the snake and the serpent. White deck, this meaning showing the infinity thing of the magician. As you see here, they have above their heads, also the magician have this. Okay, number 8 above his head is showing the infinity thing of the magician above the woman's head also. This is describing the willpower, what we need to control our will in the right way. We need to navigate our will. We have the free will to do whatever we want, but we're not free from the consequences. Depends what will we have. The will of the creation, the will of growing, the will of develop our consciousness, the will of develop our associate in the moral way. Or we have the will of ourselves only, as an egoistic way, okay? And as you see, also I like this allegory from the left side. You can see the man, the alchemist, also have the Mercury symbol there, and the sun and the moon, and the alchemical process of burning the ego, the what is not serve us, the shadows inside. And we have the lion holding the snake in the mouth. Also, again, this combination of the lion and the snake, the willpower and the beast, the sun, the ego. And we need to keep in balance. You also see here the Libra, need to be in balance, need to keep the balance of the feminine and the masculine. Also, you have the sun and the moon, a lot of allegory have here in the picture. So let's continue. Also, this version of Crowley, the Thought Deck, I encourage everyone to check out. Also, is very, very interesting and powerful tool to understand. Ride your lion, make your life ecstasy. That's the message from the Lust. In the deck of Thoth, of Crowley deck, is the name of the strength is Lust. Okay, this is the same meaning, but in different ways of allegory and the name. The right use of ego is the instruction of it offers. This is not the lust of sexual passion. This is the lust for life, the second meaning of the lust, which the dictionary describes as intense eagerness or enthusiasm. The root of the word lust, las, meaning be eager, okay, from the word ego also. What I try to explain here is that we need to ride on the beast, our ego. We need to know how to use this tool. Ego is not something negative. It is a tool. We can use it. We need to understand how to use the tool of ego. Not identify by ego. Know how to use this tool. How to manage our resources. Manage our physical world. Through this physical experience, we need to use this ego. Example, I can feed myself alone, not need to someone feed me or put me something in the mouth or use this computer for this purpose. This is the ego, but not identify by this. This is my show, but this is not me on me. This is not show, is me, okay? I not identify by this ego. Okay, this is the difference. I need to ride on this ego. Ride as on the beast of the ego. And control the ego. Ego need to be controlled. And it's not the lust also here is not something about sexual passion. This is the passion of life. Passion of growing in consciousness. Achieve freedom. Standing on your rights. Be care enough about what we want really, what the creation, the nature wants. And nature wants continuous, nature wants healing, nature wants develop, evolution of ourselves, of our soul, everything, okay? So our will need to be with this, our will need to be with nature, bounded with nature. This is how I see this. So what I want to say more. Okay, let's go to the next slide. The root of ego is AG. Simply means I. Ego is defined as the self, especially as distinct from the world and other selves. Ego is the vehicle by which you make yourself known and effective, expressing your distinctiveness, and all you do stimulates a constant interest in a lust for life and for fine tuning your unique talents. Without the vehicle, the lion of ego, you go nowhere. You understand? You need this vehicle. The ego is the vehicle we need to ride on. And we need this vehicle to go ahead. We need this vehicle to experience our physical world. Okay. This is ego. Is means me. separated from others. As I say, everyone can feed himself, anyone can use the materials he have by himself. This is the ego. To know, to understand, I'm as individual here. This is my body. I need to manage the physical world that I am existing in. Okay? So, also the loose is represent the... the expression of desire for life, okay, lust for life and for fine tuning for you. Everyone have unique talents also, and we born with some abilities, special abilities. Every one of us have special abilities, have special unique talents. We all of us unique, and this is the ego. How to use these tools? How to use this tool? We no need to identify. I no need to identify. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a profession. I'm family. I don't know what. Anything. We infinite soul in human experience. Okay? In this physical world. And the ego is just a vehicle. This is the lion. The ego. You go nowhere if you know of this vehicle. But who driving that vehicle... who's riding the lion, too often in human history, the ego has been driven by only intellectual, with no grace from spirit, okay? This is the problem. The ego driven by humans that using only intellectual way and without grace for spirit, okay? And they take it too much, they just... growing and growing and growing this ego without ending. They not know how to end. They attracted to this ego. Okay? They as a, this like a drug for them. They addicted and they everything for them is material ego. Okay? And this is important to understand how to control your ego. This is what these cards represent. How to control the beast. And how get will, strong will to do something. To do something about our freedom. To do something about, take care about what is going on in the world, in the human condition, okay? Depends what what your will. We have the free will, but depends on what side, okay? Or we exaggerate it with the ego, we make it too much big, and this is block us from truth, is block us from progress, continue the journey. Or we have the lust for life. We have the passion to continue as a life force, vital life force, as a snake represent. So, this is the end. I just want to remind we have initiation and consultation services. Tap into your mystical power and wisdom of ancient Nordic runes and the tarot readings. Receive guidance based on natural law of creation and more deeper studies of the occult science and personal and soul navigation through this knowledge. Dive into your own spiritual diagnostics and life path orientation, and I also deal with animal-human relationships, especially with dogs, with cats. And if you have more questions, you can email me in this email, or you can go to the website and donate for us, or you can know more better about the services, or you can ask me directly, okay? Also, if you have some donations, we will glad. You will be more than blissful, because we, for this platform, we go. Our goal here is to grow and to achieve human freedom. This is our goal here. And say the truth and spread the message of truth to everyone. This is our goal. And we'll continue in this journey. We'll continue in this series. See you soon. Bye-bye. Here is your host, Steven Mager. Center for the Study of Truth. See you soon. Bye bye.